The world is laughing today on both sides of the aisle, even liberals, even the national liberal media. The world is laughing. George Stephanopoulos, even collecting jokes from Twitter. My favorite, Eric Erickson. Are you ready? Obama is becoming Jimmy Carter faster than Jimmy Carter became Jimmy Carter. And if Saturday Night Live beat him up last week, I can't wait to see what they do tomorrow night. Well, we at the Lou Dobbs Show have our own crystal ball, and I have the special ability, of course, to look into the future. I have so many of those special abilities. I have chosen this time to use my special talents to see what other awards our Supreme Leader may well win, despite, well, let's say, a certain lack of activity on his part, a certain, well, void in his resume, may I put it that way. Let's look quickly into my crystal ball.
And the Oscar goes to, and the Grammy for Song of the Year goes to,
without further ado, the winner of this year's Heisman Trophy.
He is the champion of the Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest.
The winner of Survivor Gabon.
Ladies and gentlemen, your new Miss America.
The winner of Britain's Got Talent is
the winner of American Idol.
Barack H. Obama.
Congratulations, Mr. President, on all of your well-deserved success. That Britain's Got Talent championship is a great win. I'm not putting down any of the other titles that you appropriately will be putting up on your mantle. And here's another question I think we ought to consider. What will the president, what will the Supreme Leader do with that $1.4 million prize? You know, if the Acorn Defense Fund receives an anonymous donation of somewhere around $1.4 million, I think we'll all have a little clue. Some people are saying you should donate that money to charity. I think you should pay back the government for part of that Air Force One flight from Andrews Air Force Base to, Copenhagen.